Amen. Let us pray. Father, Lord God, comes now the time of our service where your words be read and proclaimed. Father, Lord God, be with us in the thoughts that we form in our minds, meditation of our hearts, and the words of my lips, that all of these may be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, our rock and redeemer. In your name, Lord God, we pray and ask. Amen. I ask that you please remain standing for the reading of God's word. It comes from the book of Acts today, chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly a noise like a violent rushing wind came from heaven. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And tongues that looked like fire appeared to them, distributing themselves, and a tongue rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with different tongues as the Spirit was giving them the ability to speak out. But Peter, taking a stand with the other 11, raised his voice and declared to them, "Men of Judea, and all you who live in Jerusalem, know this and pay attention to my words. For these people are not drunk, as you assume, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what has been spoken through the prophet Joel. And it shall be in the last days, God says, that I will pour out my spirit on all mankind. And on your sons and your daughters will prophesy. And your young men will see visions, and your old men will have dreams. And even on my male and female servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And they will prophesy. And I will display wonders in the sky above and signs on the earth below. Blood, fire, and vapor of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and glorious day of the Lord comes. And it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." The word of God for the people of God. You may be seated. I'm going to welcome each and everybody to church today. Today is a very good day. I hope everybody is having a good day today. I pray that all of you are having a good day and will continue to have a good week in the coming week. I heard a preacher once say, "Today is the greatest day ever." And what he's talking about is our passage today, the day of Pentecost. Today is Pentecost Sunday, the day the Holy Spirit came on the apostles, you know, or the disciples. And I guess it's the day they went from being disciples to apostles. Apostles means messenger or sent on a mission. That after this day, they had a clear mission. And what was that mission? To tell people about Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ's resurrection. Today is Pentecost Sunday, and it is a good day. But saying it's the greatest day ever, as that preacher said, you get some arguments about that. The day of creation was a good day. Without creation, we would have nothing, nothing at all. None of us would even be here. But what about the day Jesus was born and angels sang, the day history was made and history changed? That was a very, very good day. That was a good day. But what about the day Jesus was put in the grave? But he was resurrected. That was a very, very, very good day there. But what about the day that Jesus comes again? And he is coming back. What about that day? That day will be a very, 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 very good day also, won't it? So saying Pentecost is a very best day, I don't know about that. You get some arguments about that. But in Jesus coming here, Emmanuel, God with us, the crown of heaven. It's the word, the wisdom, the knowledge of God, the creator of all there is of everything, the Alpha and the Omega, everything that God is, he came and walked among us. But what happened? After he was resurrected, he physically, bodily went back to heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father, the head and the crown of heaven. left and is sitting at the right hand of Father now. But when he left, but he left his body here. How did he do that? The church, you, the church, he left his body here, hands, feet, eyes, mouth, everywhere there is. The head with the crown's back in heaven, but the body is here, the church. The plan of God to take the story of his son, Jesus Christ, to all the world, everywhere. You know, and on this day, and that day in Jerusalem, Jews from all over the world had come. It was the Feast of Weeks, the Feast of Harvest, 50 days after Passover. Now, Passover, Jews had crowded in Jerusalem. Some may have, you know, even seen Jesus carry his cross. Some may have seen him crucified. Some may have not have cared at all. But he was resurrected. And on this day, you know, Jesus, when he ascended, he told him, wait, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. Wait in Jerusalem. You will be my witnesses. Judea, Samaria, everywhere. And they were there waiting. But I have to wonder, did they have any idea at all what they were waiting for? On this day then, the Feast of Weeks, Jews from all over the place were there. And Scripture tells us when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly a noise like a violent rushing wind came from heaven. It filled the whole house where they were sitting. And tongues that looked like fire appeared to them, distributing themselves, and a tongue rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with different tongues as the Spirit was giving them the ability to speak. This is Pentecost. The Spirit coming to everyone in that room that day. Supernatural power. The power of God. The power that we cannot even begin to imagine. This is resurrection power. The power of God to raise people from the dead. And that's what Pentecost is about. God filling us with supernatural power. God raising people from the dead and sending them on a mission. God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. God had sent Jesus on a mission. Jesus had completed that mission. And after doing that, he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. And when he left his body here, the church. And what is the church? But you. Every believer that believes and follow Jesus Christ. We are the church. And we have a mission. And God knows we can't do it on our own. We need each and every one of us that are here. We need to be by each other's side, holding each other up, encouraging each other, praying for each other. But God knew that's not enough, that we need his Spirit, the Spirit of God. God wants you in his story, and God knows you cannot do life, you cannot do his mission on your own. And he has supernatural power, a supernatural component, add it to your life. We see it in Scripture. We see it in the story today. That day, that supernatural power came into that room and they all started speaking in other languages. The streets were jam-packed with people. You know, and you see God's plan. You know, Jesus telling them, you ought to be my witnesses, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And that day, the street packed with people from all over the world. And there in that room, and the violent sound of a rushing wind comes. So much that even the people out on the street hear it. God got their attention. Has God got your attention yet? The Holy Spirit comes to each and every one of us. The Holy Spirit is available for each and every one of us this day and every day. The disciples had seen Jesus resurrected. They had touched his wounds. They had spent 40 days with him. He had ascended, and Jesus tells them, go back and wait. And they were doing what they were told. And again, this is Pentecost. Jews from all over the world that day. And they heard what was going on. And then they go back home. 3,000 of them. And scripture says 3,000 of them repented and were baptized in that day. What a day for the beginning of the church. Can you imagine that? 3,000 people. Oh, how they baptized 3,000 people. You know, that just didn't happen, you know, in one day. You know, were they Methodists? Did they take buckets of water and splash on them? You know, were they Baptists? Did they walk through the river? You know how they do it, I don't know, but they did it. And tongues of fire. You know, when I read that, tongues of fire lighting on them. Tongues of fire. God wanting to ignite something. God wanting to start something. Tongues of fire. What? You know, God wanting to ignite something in you. Does it take a tongue of fire lighting underneath you? Get what I mean? You know, a fire, you know, underneath you to get you up and moving. Yes, in your heart and in your life to go on a mission for God. And what is that mission? To tell people the good news of Jesus Christ. Everybody that day, they were speaking every language, and they did not know those languages. The Holy Spirit empowered them. Everybody heard the good news of Jesus Christ in their own language. And we've all heard it in our own language. Some of the older people, you have your own language. The younger people have their own language. Like I was telling somebody this morning, they had a 9, 10-year-old and a 20-month-old spend the night with us the other night. They all have their own language we speak. Everybody hears in their own language. You know, and you know, people ask me, you know, Aaron, what's the best Bible translation? I say, whichever one you will read, you know, none of them are any good if you don't read it. We read in whatever language we want to. We read what we like. This is the church at Pentecost, talking to people in their own language. People, we have to talk to people in their own language to tell them about Jesus Christ. You know, I told you a couple of weeks ago that 97% of the world has had the Bible translated into their language. That leaves 3% have never heard of Jesus Christ. 3% of the world has never been told about Jesus Christ and the message of God. You know what? I have to wonder. Yeah, we have churches everywhere in Rabel, and anybody at any time can walk into any of them. But are any of those 3% living in Rabel? Any of those 3% that nobody has ever told God loves them? We have to learn how to speak their language and to tell people the body of Christ, the church, wants them, needs them. But more than that, they need God. They need to know that God loves them. This is our mission. You know, you can be here every Sunday. You can come to Bible study. You can come to Sunday school. But until you get on your knees and surrender to God and say, here I am, God, use me, send me, take me, run my life by the power of the Spirit. Fill me, God. And the Bible tells us to ask for the Spirit, and God will give it. And what did Joel say? So that every person who calls on the name of Jesus Christ will be saved. Every person. May the wind of the Holy Spirit blowing in your direction. Has God got your attention yet? You know, some people say, no thanks, God. I'll do it my way. My terms, my schedule, my money. You know, I'll come to church when and if it fits into my schedule. But I want to do it even if I have to run against the wind, against the Spirit. But I'm telling you, people, it's always easier to run with the wind than against it. It's always easier to run with God than against Him. That God wants to empower you, each and every one of us, this church, but every church. God wants to empower you to be a better husband, a better wife, a better grandparent, just to be a better person, to better your job, better your business. But not just for you so that you can be better. To take whatever you have, whatever God gives you, for the glory of God. But Paul tells us in the book of 2 Corinthians, the God of this age, little g, has blinded the minds of unbelievers so they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. And what's Paul talking about? Satan, the devil, has blinded the minds of people. And we have to get out there and be the light of Christ. So Paul tells us again in 2 Corinthians, for God who said, let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ Jesus. This is Pentecost, that we have this treasure. We have the Spirit of God in these vessels of clay to show and be the all-surpassing power of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. You know, and it's hard to believe sometimes that God has chosen me. God has chosen you, each and every one of you, to fill you with His Spirit so that you can be His light and His life and His body here. But people have been blinded by the God of this world. And it's our job, our mission, to go out and tell people that God loves them, to call on the name of Jesus Christ, to fill them with resurrection power, that death had no hold on Jesus. Death has no hold on you. Peter telling them and everyone now that God did this. God gave his one and only begotten Son, that you can have life and life abundant. That the wind is blowing the resurrection story. God has got your attention. Does he? Does God have your attention? Where and how can the wind blow us that we can be the body of Christ for those that need to hear it? Where can we start? Where can we start? Who needs to hear out there? You know, God will blow you somewhere. Put somebody in your path. That, you know, maybe, you know, you can tell them, hey, do you know God loves you? Maybe you just haven't built up to that point yet. But you know what you can do? You can pray for them. You know, the people that God puts in your path, you know, if you haven't got up the courage enough yet to say, hey, you know God loves you? that when you can at least pray for them. You know, I can understand this being the greatest day ever. The church is born. Resurrection power is preached. 3,000 people repent and are baptized. You know, that is just unimaginable. You know, that's more than Billy Graham. 3,000 people in one day. It was a great day for the church. But better days are coming. Better days are coming. God has a plan. But are you on board with his plan? Are we on board with his plan? In the power of the Spirit, to invite the Spirit into each and every one of us, to take us, to use us, to send us whatever someone needs to know about resurrection power. Amen. Let us pray. Father, Lord God, we give you thanks for this day, Father, Lord Jesus. Lord God, fill each and every one of us, Lord God, with the power of the Spirit, Lord God. Take us, use us, send us, Father, Lord Jesus, to that 3%, Lord God, so people will know about your Son, Jesus Christ, and resurrection power. In his name, Father, we pray and ask, amen.